This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, Stuart Rhodes is coming up in about 10 minutes, founder of the Oath Keepers, to give us his expert take on this. But, Paul, you were saying during the break that this even shocks you, that organized acid attacks, mainstream media calling for acid attacks in the U.S., in the U.K. against public officials, doxing of law enforcement's homes, saying they're coming to kill them, publicly mixing up acid attack milkshakes in the park, beating people's heads in, burning their skin off, and they're just getting started, and CNN says, great job, keep it up.
Well, the thing that shocked me the most this morning was this head. They've literally took the hero of the London Bridge terror attacks, the guy that valiantly fought off the terrorists. He's called the Lion of London Bridge. This stems back to the fact that he screamed, F you, I'm Millwall, to the terrorists, as two of them were simultaneously literally stabbing him in the neck. Millwall is a football team in London who are noted for liking to get in fights, let's just put it that way. But this guy was rightly lionized and celebrated after the attack. He was in hospital with 80 stitches to his head, ear, arms, hands, and neck after literally fighting off two terrorists. Okay, this is why he's in the de-radicalization program, because he dared tell the public what the terrorists were saying while they were carrying out this attack, which was, quote, this is for Allah, and, quote, Islam, Islam, Islam. Now, there's a video, horrifying video, but from that attack, when the terrorists are literally killing people from somebody who's cowered under a chair or a table in a restaurant, and somebody else shouts out, it might even have been this guy, Roy Lorna, the Lion of London Bridge. Someone else shouts out, oh, this is effing Muslims, which it was, and the Muslims carrying out the attack were saying, this is for Allah, this is for Islam. So in the video, someone shouts out, this is effing Muslims. And then one of the victims, to illustrate the Stockholm Syndrome, literally says in the moment when he's cowering from Islamic terrorists, oh no, this is not Muslims, shut up. So he's literally denying that it's an Islamic terror attack, while the terrorists are saying it's an Islamic terror attack, while he's literally cowering under a table because it's more important to be politically correct than dead. So on the flip side, you've got this Roy Lorna, who was the hero of the whole thing. Now he's been put on a terror watch list by the government, and he's been forced to attend de-radicalization classes. He says, quote, they treat me like a terrorist, but I'm not political at all. So he wasn't even political. And they've put him in this database, they've put him on this program. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, we had another story from back in May. British Army says people who describe themselves as patriots are extremist right-wingers. Now, bear in mind, just like in America in many cases, the Army itself is being taken over by these social engineers. So they put out a TV commercial trying to recruit Muslims into the British Army by showing the Muslim soldier doing a Muslim prayer while on operation, while in full British Army uniform. Problem is, that hasn't really worked, Alex, because more British Muslims joined ISIS than joined the British Army. Didn't really work out. But then it got even worse, because they put out this leaflet, the British Army, and it says, extreme right-wing indicators and warnings. And this is what they list as indications of right-wing extremism. People who describe multicultural towns as lost, people who use the term Islamofascism, which is used by academics and everyone, people who refer to political correctness as a left-wing plot, people who are angry about the loss of national identity, people who make inaccurate generalizations about the left or government, that's so vague it could mean anything, and people who refer to those who challenge any of these views as being indoctrinated, and they include describing oneself as a, quote, patriot, is an indication of right-wing extremism. So they're literally saying that if you say you're a patriot who wants to join the British Army, you're probably a right-wing extremist. Meanwhile, they're putting out television commercials trying to recruit Muslims into the British Army.
Paul, stay there. I want to ask you what you think is coming next.
As right-wing.
I'll stay there. I want you to tell us what you think is coming next. And then the founder of Oathkeepers joining us to give us his analysis on all this, the collapsing border and more. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Summit.news. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lion of London Bridge that stopped a bunch of Muslims who had stabbed 8 people to death, run over a bunch of others, injured 30 others, he fought them off. He was stabbed more than 30 times, had over 50 stitches just in his neck when they tried to slit his throat. Missed his carotid arteries. It's absolutely incredible. Let me just show people a photo of this right now. Dr. McCam shot, please. I mean, just look at his neck right there. Absolutely insane. Stabbed over and over again. He has been sent to a re-education camp. That's what it is. He's been sent for anti-extremist training because someone in the crowd while they were being stabbed said, oh, it's damn Muslims. We're not joking. Paul Watson just covered that. And it's just in the news. Well, he's on probation now. He's going for re-education. These are globalists taking over our countries. That's why Beto O'Rourke has gone to Mexico to organize the next invasion force. When he was running for Senate, he was bragging, oh, 3 caravans got in last week. Because, you know, we're putting them in concentration camps. Paul Joseph Watson, looking at the Antifa chemical attacks, mixing up the hundreds of glasses of quick set concrete to put people's eyes out, splitting people's heads open. And this happened Saturday, and Fox News was saying, somebody got hit in the head with a milkshake. No, people have had their heads split open. They have had acid attacks on them. If you or I did this to a leftist, we'd go to prison immediately. The police would do something. Why is the left seen as God and able to engage in any crimes they want? And what do you predict this 4th of July with the coddled Antifa, most of them government workers, saying they're coming to D.C. to try to stop Trump's 4th of July rally, pledging to attack people with acid?
Well, the media is never going to admit that these are violent domestic terrorists because their narrative radicalized them in the first place. That's the whole point. They're responsible for it by putting out this ridiculous narrative that some soy boy in a mask, some runt in a mask, is on the same level as the troops storming the beaches of Normandy, and that absurd comparison that they did a couple of years ago, which, by the way, people like Chris Cuomo on CNN actually supported. They literally compared these runts to British soldiers who were actually fighting Nazi troops on the beaches in France. But what's going to happen, probably at some point, you've had ISIS's own propaganda magazine come out and say, look, we broadly support the same goals as the extreme left in America. Let's work together. Let's give them weapons. Let's give them training. There was an FBI field manual, which we reported on last year, I think it was. Can't find the articles anymore, Alex, because Google broke its own search engine, so there's no way I'm going to find them. But I reported on it for InfoWars, where it was, again, Antifa, far-left radicals, and ISIS, Islamic terrorists, looking to work together. You had a guy who tried to massacre vast numbers of people. This came out December 2017. PS39 terrorist was an anti-Trump Antifa supporter. Okay? Muslim convert called Everett Aaron Jameson, who planned to carry out a Christmas Day massacre on Pier 39 in San Francisco. You go on his Facebook page. He likes Antifa. He likes Al Jazeera. He likes BuzzFeed. He likes CNN. Of course, whenever anyone pops off a right-wing extremist, which we denounce because we denounce all political violence, if he so much as liked one of your tweets 5 years ago, then you're responsible for his violence. This guy was literally straight out of Antifa casting. He was a Muslim convert, planned a massacre, and that story disappeared. It barely made the news. So the threat, obviously, is when are they going to start working together? And that is hopefully why federal authorities actually have to be on this now and treating it seriously, given what happened in Portland on Saturday.
What do you make of Ted Cruz coming out and saying he wants the Portland mayor investigated? The Portland mayor has admittedly ordered police stand downs, and the police sit there, I guess, because they're leftists or want their paycheck, and allow even children to be attacked, people to be attacked with acid and metal clubs. That is violating their oath of office. They're aiding and abetting terrorism now. I absolutely agree. We need to see that mayor in chains.
Well, the guy who got smashed in the head with the metal pipe with the lacerations and absolutely shocked that he didn't get brain damage or something, he's very lucky. He said that his problem was not with the police because they actually came to actually try and file a report and try and investigate it. So he's blaming Wheeler. He's blaming the mayor. You know, how much of it is the police doing a stand down? Because last year they did start confiscating the weapons in Portland from Antifa members. That obviously didn't happen on Saturday. So it looks like, once again, it's coming from the mayor, it's coming from Wheeler, this stand down order. And it's to what extent you blame the police, to what extent you blame the mayor. But this guy himself, the victim, directly blamed the mayor. And you've also got to blame verified check marks on Twitter, some of them who work in the mainstream media, people like Sarah Gailey, who is a verified Twitter user, who said, quote, "While this was all happening, if we can't throw milkshakes, I guess we'll just have to go back to bricks." Literally advocating violent crime and domestic terrorism under a verified Twitter account. The tweet wasn't even deleted as last time.
And Paul, let's expand on that. If you watch the videos, we have a one-minute boil down. We've been rolling for TV viewers. We have them all unedited, hours of them on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, that the audience must get out to warn the public about, because mainstream media is soft-soaping this or whitewashing it. Even Fox News is. Some of the, quote, milkshakes, nothing comes out. They're hardened. They're bricks, camouflaged in a cup. Others are still liquid and burn their faces. You're actually be more lucky to be hit by the brick than by the acid. These are assaults with deadly weapons, assaults with chemical weapons. This is just unprecedented, and it just shows the ratcheting up towards 2020 as America turns towards the left, as they turn against them. They're just going to get more and more out of control.
Yeah, and it's when people are going to start paying attention. I mean, you had Farage being attacked. You've had other people in the UK being attacked. Matt Gaetz was attacked with a milkshake on June 1st, the Republican congressman. Now it's come out that a staffer who is on the campaign of Mayor Pete is now advocating that he be attacked with urine next time. So they always want to step it up. So it's whether it gets to the level where you have actual lawmakers, elected congressmen and women, being viciously attacked, not just with milkshakes.
Well, Paul, it's already happened. Remember, the crazy guy went from Illinois because he was mad at Trump, tried to kill the 18 members of the conservative caucus, but there was security there and took him out, but not before he shot the congressman from Louisiana. I mean, this is the reality of what's happening. And then even CNN praised the guy, not as a terrorist, but as a hero. Wolf Blitzer had guests on saying he was a hero going after the evil people and shooting Congressman Scalise.
Yeah, James T. Hodgkinson, Bernie Sanders fan, was screaming about health care when he was trying to massacre a bunch of Republican congressmen. Then you had the guy who, remember, before the election, rushed the stage and tried to violently attack Donald Trump while he was giving a speech in front of Air Force One. What happened to him in the media? The next day, he was given a sympathetic platform. He was lionized by CNN and others. So this is the whole point. The radicalization process itself has come from the mainstream media, which is now they can't, why they can't suddenly disavow Antifa, because they've been in for the duration with them from the very start. So that's why, I mean, to be fair, there were a few, like even Brian Stelter had to decry it. Jake Tapper had to decry it. So the dam is breaking a little bit, but then you've still got hundreds on Twitter who still advocate violent terrorism. And they've got blue check.
And Twitter is allowing it and condoning it and boosting it. And in closing, I've been sued by Georgetown University claiming I said some photographer killed that woman in Clarksville or whatever it was in Virginia.
Charlottesville, yeah.
Charlottesville, teleprompter free, folks. No, I said Antifa was funded by Soros. The police stood down, herded them together, knowing there'd be an explosion. And then the media tried to brand Antifa as heroes then, which they're not. And so that's why they're pissed at suing me, is because I talked about their little darling meth head professors that dress up like Batman and go out and attack women and children. Paul, you're kicking butt with your prolific writing at newswars.com, infowars.com, and summit.news, the great site you're commanding. And we commend you. Keep it up, my friend. And you're hosting tomorrow in the fourth hour. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, for the rest of the hour, Stuart Rhodes is straight ahead of Oath Keepers. This is critical.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you have photos, you have video of terrorists cooking chemical attacks in a Portland park right by the police, and then coming out and doing it, launching the attack, and it's not even national news. Quick set concrete can put your eyes out, but also they were letting it harden. They were really bricks, and they said, we're going to go out and attack. They split people's heads open, and they did it all. Organized criminal activity, organizing for assaults with deadly weapons, mixing quick set concrete with the lime and four types of acid in it. Anybody's ever worked with quick set concrete knows you get a drop of it in your eye. It's like bleach. It can blind you. One time I wouldn't listen to these guys. Like, man, you better be careful. I was working on a construction site, and it was almost set. And I was sitting there just playing around with it, patting on it, and it burned my hands. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, Army veteran, has also practiced as a constitutional lawyer, joins us to give us his take on this. Beto O'Rourke going and campaigning for president in Mexico. That's even AP's headline. We're going to talk about the left clearly is going into a revolutionary mode. It's a Marxist, Leninist mode with a Maoist mindset from my research. Stuart, what would you call this incredible period we're in right now?
I think it's Weather Underground Part 2. I think it's the same exact pattern you saw in the late 60s, early 70s, except now, as you've already noted, they've got a mass of new voters, and they're replacing Americans with new voters from other countries through illegal immigration en masse. That's why all of the Democratic candidates, they were talking to their new constituency. They weren't talking to American citizens. So President Trump has got to take decisive action right now. In addition to declaring Antifa a terrorist organization, he should go ahead and just federalize the National Guard and deploy them into both California and Oregon. And while he's there, not just press Antifa, but also start rounding up illegal aliens and deporting them using the National Guard, frankly. That's what he has to do.
Absolutely. And they'll call that martial law. Now, we have foreign powers, the Chi-Coms, and others funding revolution. We have the Democratic Party calling for violence in the streets. We have this video will play next segment of all these Democrats calling for violence against Republicans and against their supporters. You have major talk show hosts on the BBC calling for Nigel Farage to be acid attacked. They're saying they're going to attack the 4th of July all over Twitter and Facebook with acid. They just attacked a bunch of people with acid in Portland, and CNN's calling them heroes, and Fox is barely reporting it. I mean, this is crazy.
It is. And so we should recognize we're already in a civil war. We've talked about this before with Matt Bracken. We've been in a cold civil war for years. But the left, I believe, is ramping it up. And we should just go ahead and just pull the trigger on it now in the form of President Trump declaring what it is and declaring an insurrection and deploying the military on the border to seal it. And then internally, he should use the National Guard and he should call on us, the retired military veterans out there in particular, and bring us in the service too as the militia. That's what he should do. And of course, and what's happening is his advisors are telling him, well, you can't do this. You can't go after them. You can't go after the sanctuary cities or sanctuary states. You can't do any of these things or the country will explode. Well, let it explode. Let it explode now while he's commander in chief. Let's get it over with. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is they're going to steal the election. I mean, the Judicial Watch already came out and said at least 1.5 million. I think it's very low. 1.5 million illegal aliens voted in the midterms. I think it's far higher than that. So I think.
No, that's just in California. They just won their lawsuit. In California, it's 1.5 million. That just broke JudicialWatch.org. Absolutely. Proving that Trump was right when he said 3.5 million nationwide. I bet it was more like 10 million.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's far higher. And it'll probably be closer to 20 million for 2020. That's what they're doing. And it's the only reason why all of them are catering to, you know, speaking in Spanish and catering to the illegal aliens, promising them free health care, promising them to decriminalize being in the United States. In other words, carte blanche. You come here, you can stay here. You won't be deported. End of ICE.
And they say on the stage, all Hispanics are insulted by us not having borders. Most Hispanics I know aren't insane. They don't want open borders. They know it's people all over the world coming in. You had some ancestors that came from Mexico, but they came here legally.
Right. And that's the reality, is a lot of American patriots in the Hispanic community are also very much in favor of secure borders. This is complete nonsense. So all that really is the standard leftist tool. All they have is to call us all racist and fascist and xenophobic while they go ahead and replace Americans of every color, black, Hispanic, who are all being replaced with someone from a third world country who has been given a free ride and be given, you know, they get $1,000 on their cards. And free housing.
Stuart, we're going to walk through all that in the next segment. I'm going to try to give you the floor because you're an expert on the border and have spent thousands of days down there in the last decade covering it all and where you predict this is going. But I want to say something. What you said is incredibly profound. And it's so profound that we almost just can't come on air and just kind of halfway talk about it. So I want to come back and I want to specifically get in to what you just said because it's true. I don't want a violent revolution. I don't want to offensively launch anything. But when the left is terrorist, they're foreign funded, they say, we don't believe in free speech, we're going to overthrow the government, we're going to kill our political opposition, and they're out there chemical attacking people. They're saying we're going to attack 4th of July parades. The mainstream media is promoting it. The borders have broken down. The leftist Congress won't act and is blocking the president. We're already here. We've already been brought into this crisis. And we have the entire Democratic stage of 20 people speaking in Spanish and pandering to those outside the country and Beto going to Mexico saying, let's tear down the border and invade. This is the globalist onslaught. This is America facing fifth generation warfare. This is the globalist movement. What you said is so profound. We come back. We want to give you the floor, you know, as your military background, constitutional lawyer background, but also just a man who's been, you know, trained on the streets of this country, traveling to all 50 states and predicting this over a decade ago, that Trump's in now. Imagine if Hillary was in. Imagine if they assassinate him. Imagine. And again, we're going to win this physical civil war, but I predict it's going to kill millions. They're going to start the fight. We're going to defend ourselves. They've already been punching us in the nose. They're going to label us terrorists. They're going to order Blue City Police to come after us, and then it's all going to kick off. And it's going to be Katie bar the door, and then they're going to call it a race war and going to trick a lot of folks into a race war, and the country is going to descend into a black hole. It's going to descend into a warlord state for several years. I would predict at least 5 years. And the blue cities will starve to death. We're going to have to quarantine those cities. And we need to – let's talk about is there time to turn it around, but let's war game the scenarios of having to quarantine the blue cities as the best move during the Civil War. And we know Trump's got the military for now and what the real divides are in the Civil War. But it's time to really be honest about all this and why they got so upset about me last year when I said, Antifa says they're coming to your houses to kill you. Congressmen, federal law enforcement, others, patriots, talk show host. You need to have your battle rifles ready. We're already in the Civil War. They went on air and said that I called for violence and wanted me banned. No, they knew that I was aware of their plan and said, get ready.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Look at these headlines. Third arrest made in connection to planned deplorable acid attack. That's from 2 years ago, where Project Veritas got video of Antifa leaders in D.C. planning chemical attacks. And they're mixing other types of acids, you name it, clearly in these videos. They're saying they're doing it with quick-set concrete. They're beating people in the head with steel bars. This is terrorism. Antifa plans acid attacks on D.C. free speech rally coming up this week. Vows to blind attendees. They say that is the goal. Far left group ratcheting up violence. And then I'm going to play the clip next segment of them saying on CNN, it's like radiation treatment for a sick country. Anybody that's a Republican is a Nazi. We're going to hurt you. Stuart Rhodes practiced constitutional law, won awards, I guess, when he was at Yale for it, worked for Ron Paul, Army veteran, and founder of Oath Keepers. Really smart guy about this whole attack that's happening and the huge bombshell he dropped that we're already in a civil war, like Patrick Henry said. The war has already begun. You can sit here and deny it to yourself.
At, unfortunately.
So lay this out.
Well, yes, I mean, that's where we're at. The left in this country, we're in a situation where the left now, the Democratic Party, is now dominated by Marxists. AOC is the new wave. This is the mask coming off. And as we already said earlier, their new constituency is the rest of the world. It's not the American people who are actually born here of any race, whether you're white, black, or brown. The new constituency is the rest of the world. They're giving a free pass to come here. Doors wide open with no right now there's no penalty. So this is the problem with the Trump administration's failure, frankly, to secure our border. He should be acting as commander in chief right now. He shouldn't be going hat in hand to Congress or begging some judge somewhere to let him defend the country. He should tell that judge to go stuff it. He should go to the Supreme Court with direct jurisdiction and say, until you decide, until I hear back from you, I'm going to defend this country and defend its borders. And call out the military to do so, declare the cartels, international terrorist organizations, and then also declare Antifa to be a terrorist organization as well, and deploy the military on the border and seal it. All of these so-called refugees should be kept on a military base or put back to Mexico straight away. They should not be dispersed inside the United States, and they should be willing to call it out. I think in Congress, McCarthy has now started to speak openly about the ties between the Democrats and the cartels. And calling it out for what they are. Of course, the Democrats taking bribes from the cartels. It's the same thing the cartels do in Mexico. So the Democrats, much has been done in Europe, are using these other elements. They're in line with the cartels. I believe they're in line with ISIS and Hamas and groups like that. And Antifa is their military wing, their Revolutionary Guard. And so what's going to happen in this country is that leading up to the election, they're going to open the floodgates even more and bring in millions of more new voters into sanctuary states and sanctuary cities, and they're going to vote. That's why it's a mistake to send them there. You saw Rush Limbaugh and others saying, send them all to sanctuary cities. All that does is lock in even more of a popular vote. And all these states going into this alliance to give the next presidency to the popular vote is going to guarantee a Democrat in the White House. Trump will be the last Republican president, unless he takes decisive action right now. And if it's going to kick off, and of course the thing that's back of your mind is, well, if we do any of these things, if he deploys the military on the border, he sends the National Guard out there and federalizes them and has them go around and round up illegal aliens, then it will cause a revolution or cause a civil war in this country. Well, so be it. The left is going to go kinetic. Let it happen while Trump is commander-in-chief of the U.S. military and in control of all of our nukes.
That's right. They know they've lost the hearts and minds, and unless they weaponize the third world, bring them into refugee centers, radicalize them, and then bring them in, give them driver's license, and have them vote. New York just legalized that. California's legalizing it. They know unless they really overthrow the country now, they're going to lose. So they're accelerating Cloward and Piven, the Marxist-Leninist program, and they say that themselves. We're not just saying this. This is happening.
Yeah, they say, I mean, openly, there's no such thing as an illegal person on stolen land. You've got David Hobbs saying this exact same thing all over Twitter. And Antifa chants, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. And the Democrats' platform is exactly that. To decriminalize illegal entry in the United States, to end and fight against...
And then say we got to pay for housing, medicine, health care, education. That is total bankruptcy.
Well, it's also just a promise. It's like Bernie promising all the, all your school loans would be...
Yang offering free money. Exactly. Folks, anytime somebody's saying, communists always say, we're going to give you free money. We just have to put all of our enemies in concentration camps. Did you see the video during the debate, we're going to play the next segment, of de Blasio saying there's plenty of money, we just haven't taken it away from people yet. I mean, wow, that is literally Joe Stalin.
And, of course, you're never going to get the super wealthy are never going to have their money confiscated and redistributed. It's just a lie to buy votes. But once the Democrats get a permanent lock on power via massive vote fraud, then, of course, they'll keep promising all these things, and they'll keep bleeding out the American taxpayer and just printing more money to support their new constituency. But you'll never get another Republican in office again. And I think that if they were to do this and steal the election, I think the political right in this country will not accept the results. We'll be in a civil war anyway. So you might as well just – it's kind of like being sick and you need to throw up, right? You just stick your finger down your throat and get it over with, and get it over with now so that you're not as bad off later. That's where we're at.
That's right. When you learn that you've eaten something poisonous, one time we were hunting when I was like 13 years old, and one of my buddies stuck some pellets in the glass of water, you know, stupid teenagers, and I drank it back and went in my stomach, and I knew I had to get it out of me or I was going to get lead poisoning and get really, 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 really sick. And I vomited up one of the pellets but couldn't get the other out, got super sick for days, had the you-know-whats, but it was terrible. But I wish I'd have gotten that second pellet out of my gut. We know poison's in us, and the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get.
Exactly. What's going to happen in the short term, though, is because of the failures of the Portland PD, for example, has just failed. You had multiple persons attacked over the weekend. You had, you know, Andy Ngo, of course. Then you had Adams?
Yes.
He was attacked, him and his friend. So you had, you know, on camera, they're being struck in the head with steel poles. That's a lethal force. And it's lucky for them they weren't killed. And Andy was struck with, like you said before, cups full of concrete. So this is actually lethal force. And eventually Antifa is going to kill somebody. What's going to happen in the short term, though, is that all of us out here who believe in free speech are going to wind up going there again to do their job for them. As we did in Berkeley in 2017. We were there twice in Berkeley, and there are multiple events in Berkeley where American patriots stood up. You had three percenters, Bikers for Trump, Oath Keepers. You had the Proud Boys, and you had just average, you know, American.
And notice
patriots
how your Proud Boys, they come after you like you're enemy number one. They say it's a terror group, though they were never designated that. They are so scared of Americans standing up. But to watch five or six guys beating an older gentleman in the head with steel clubs, hitting him as hard as they can. I mean, just the cowardice, the scumminess. And he was helping some transvestite gay dude they were beating up. Mr. Adams was. I mean,
he's lucky he's alive. That's lethal force. And if he were carrying a firearm, he would have been justified in using that firearm to save his life. But, of course, they would have prosecuted him for murder and called him a terrorist. This is where we're at, though. I mean, Americans are going – it's going to happen. Americans are once again going to stand up and go and defend people in the streets of Portland. So you might wind up with it kicking off in Portland. And you just had a situation where it almost kicked off when their crazy governor sent the state police out trying to find the 11 Republican state senators who would not come back to deny a quorum for their insane climate change bill. That was also a powder keg. Luckily, they didn't actually try to go and arrest these state senators. Imagine if one of them had been shot and killed during the attempted arrest. So this is the problem. Oregon has become a focal point and a potential powder keg in this country right now.
It's funny you mention people defending themselves and being called criminal. The Lion of London Bridge, who fought off all the Muslims that killed all the people, he's been sent to re-education because he said it was Muslims that attacked him. And then a man in New York, they busted in his house, physically attacked him. He shot and killed two intruders. They're putting him in prison for defending himself in upstate New York. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Buy now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The Democrats have openly come out and said the borders are wide open. They say they represent foreigners for free health care, free housing, free education. They say they can vote. Major states are handing out driver's licenses, letting them vote, California, New York. And people like de Blasio and AOC and others are saying, hey, there's going to be plenty of money. We're just going to take it from rich people and give it to you. This is classic communism, and it's when the establishment decides to wind up the hordes, the unwashed masses, people fleeing Venezuela, that, hey, you'll finally get some free stuff, just let us into power. And then, of course, all the prosperity disappears. And during one of the debates, de Blasio, worst mayor in New York history, I agree with Tucker Carlson on that, said, oh, there's plenty of money. We're just going to take it all. Well, guess what? All the big rich billionaires, except Trump, fund people like him because he domesticates people. All the big ultra-rich have their money offshore. They want America to fall into a collapse. They'll buy it all up cheap. The globalists say they've always been competing with the American system since the British Empire. They don't like you being uppity, you having a swimming pool, you having a nice car, you being able to do what you want. They want to make you poor. It's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. So here's the shocking announcement that they want a violent overthrow, and then CNN saying Antifa's heroes. I'm going to play that. And then it gets worse. Remember what Joe Biden said a few weeks ago? He wants a physical revolution. So Stuart Rhodes of oathkeepers.org is right. They're going into a physical revolution. Here's de Blasio promising the poor all these goodies if you just let us arrest who we want. But it won't be Bloomberg. It won't be Bill Gates. Here it is.
Yes, we're supposed to be for 70% tax rate on the wealthy. You hear folks say there's not enough money. What I say to them every single time is there's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands.
And AOC says the world's ending in 12 years, but it's okay. She says that we can just have anything free we want. So going back to Stuart Rhodes, then I want to play some of these other clips. Clearly, as you said, they're going hardcore Marxist. They've been breeding this in the universities. It's always been the plan to do this down the road. But because Trump's in, nationalism's exploding, they're pulling out all the stops and going to pure authoritarianism. And I agree with you. If we don't take drastic measures, and the president and others don't, we're going to lose this country.
Well, yeah, they're thumbing their nose at the U.S. Constitution. They're thumbing their nose at clear federal law with impunity. And so far, the Trump administration, DOJ, has done nothing about this. There's been no investigations whatsoever that I know of or indictments for harboring illegal aliens, for aiding and abetting illegal aliens, for harboring and aiding and abetting terrorism. Antifa is a terrorist organization.
You're right. The Oakland mayor and a bunch of others tell MS-13 when high no-knock warrants are coming of known mafia dens with sex slaves, you name it, the city calls and warns them so they can kill the feds. I forgot about that.
Right. So they're in league with face facts. They're in league with the cartel because the cartels are helping them bring in a flood of new illegal voters for the Democrats. And of course, the cartels are profiting on this. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to learn that the cartels are also paying the payoffs. At the same time, they're in league with radical communists inside this country who want to see an overthrow of our government, overthrow of the system. Like you said before, it is Clark Piven, but it's also, quite frankly, an invasion with the domestic.
But you agree they're making their move.
Oh yeah, I think so. It's obvious. And so what they're doing is they're telling all the radical leftists who are truly Marxist and communist, they're telling them, hey, this is it. So that's their only real domestic constituency among the American people are the radical communists.
That's right. They've got all the Hollywood movies trying to make blacks burn down the cities, all the race war stuff. That's not working. They're trying to get Hispanics to hate America. That's not working. So you go out to these events, it's 90% meth head, white professors and city workers.
Right. It's young white students. I think it was what's his name on Twitter? And on Poole. Tim Poole was saying that what this is Antifa is an identitarian white movement. He's right. It's almost predominantly like 99% white. It's young white liberals who have been conditioned like a zombie invasion, basically, to hate their own country and to hate it with, you know, and so they'll fight to the death. And as I said before on your show, they'll fight to the death believing that they're being killed by Nazis. When us veterans get up and take them to task and beat them and kill them in the streets in the Civil War, they will die believing with all their hearts that they're fighting Nazis like their grandparents did
And let me stop you there. That's profound. I mean, veterans and people up against the general public would wipe them out. But when I've watched Antifa, been there, but also watched the videos, these people are particularly pathetic. I mean, if I hit somebody with a steel club full power, they die probably. They're hitting them over and over again. It's splitting their skulls open, but it's not killing them. You hit somebody, Stuart, you kill them. I mean, these guys are so pathetic and so wimpy that if it goes to a real war, we're just going to wipe their ass out. But what you said is even more profound. We know MS-13. We know Hezbollah is an auxiliary for money laundering. The deals were made in Fast and Furious all the way into the Middle East and are actually sleeper cells. And Antifa is only the decoy cover for Hezbollah. And I've been told this by high-level CIA, FBI, people that have been involved wiping some of these groups out. you know, where they've just done the kill notices on them because they're foreigners, and some of the worst leadership of it. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about that. You've got all your military sources. So we've been in a hot war for 3 years since Trump got in, but the Democrats and Hillary were preparing to use them as their muscle. That is so profound.
Well, they're also using them as useful idiot cannon fodder. So I think what they want is they'd love to see American veterans, you know, just kind of...
Stuart, your Skype's breaking up. I want you to do five more minutes with us.
Would help.
Put him on hold for a minute. I'm going to come back to him in a second. Let's see if we have five more minutes to ask about solutions here. Folks, you cannot hype this stuff up enough. I cannot explain to you how insane, how out of control. And please remember to go to oathkeepers.org. Support Stuart Rhodes and his great work as well. It's a great organization, demonize and attack, just like Proud Boys, but older, stronger, even more effective. If you're a veteran, you really should be part of Oath Keepers. And, of course, anybody can support Oath Keepers. But this is it. This is the second American Revolution. We're fighting back. And I'm going to give you some inside baseball next segment with Stuart, and our next guest comes on. But listen, I need financial support. I would already have like 10 more reporters. We've been much more effective. I'd have four or five more camera people, and we would be able to really kick butt, even despite the deplatforming, if we had more capital. Thanks for your support. We're still here. We're still operating despite the boycotts, the attacks, the fake lawsuits, all of it. And, you know, now they're moving into even more sinister stuff to try to set me up. That's okay. I'm a big boy. But I don't want to go into political combat without the political ammo, without the crew, without the gear. I want to fight. I want to either, you know, fight and win or die trying. So I'm not a victim. I'm in the field. I love it. But I need provisions. And, folks, it's a symbiotic relationship. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the 4th of July special, the Save the InfoWars special, store-wide 50% off, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping. We are selling out of X2. We are about to completely sell out of our Survival Shield X2, which we couldn't even get in for almost a year. This is your last chance to get it 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. The warehouse has just informed me before the show that we are about to sell out of our entire Survival Shield X2 inventory. It could be weeks or even months before the next shipment arrives. This is your last chance to secure your bottle of Survival Shield X2 and learn what it does as the good halogen, the only pure iodine out there. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off right now before it's all gone. We will also be holding back bottles exclusively for auto ship customers, and you get an additional 10% off on that, and we're selling out of a bunch of other items at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got less than 100 of the limited edition Clown World shirt that commemorates the debates and has InfoWars.com on front and back like a concert shirt. Less than 100 left of those. But whatever you do, go to Oath Keepers' website as well. Get some of their great T-shirts because that's how we fund our operations. And we don't back down. Stuart works 7 days a week over at oathkeepers.org as well. So be sure to get some of their great Oath Keeper ball caps and shirts or make a donation there. No matter who it is, folks, I've gotten to the point with some activist groups where I'm just giving them donations because I know they're so effective. And I never really talk about it, but back when we had more money, I was spending over $1 million a year covertly funding other activist groups and organizations that did just such a great job. But it's got down to the point, that, you know, at this point where I can't even do that anymore. So whether it's oathkeepers.org or whether it's InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to be engaged. Now is the time to realize this isn't a drill. The left knows they're losing intellectually, culturally. We're going to come back, give Stuart the floor for 5 minutes about solutions, other things he's looking at, what else he thinks is about to happen. But I want to, I don't know his full view on this, though I follow him and his great research. They're doing this because they instinctively know they're losing. They're doing this because they know populism's exploding, and they're doing this by basically hitting the panic button, the massive censorship, the massive violence, the bullying, dumping hot coffee and tea on me all the time when I'm out in public in any leftist area. Anytime you go outside of leftist areas, people love us. So, but the problem is the average person doesn't realize we're in the Civil War now. They know they're losing, and they're about to ratchet into a hot war. Hour number 3 with so many other guests as well. Please stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.